Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day that has come in the natural, but also a new day in the spirit, a day of salvation, because in acceptable time you have heard us. So I thank you, Father God. This new day takes us out of the deception of the fall, the carnality of natural man, the glory of man, and into the spirituality and the kingdom realities that the gospel proclaims, and we appreciate it. So thank you, Lord, that today's another day we take up the cross and we follow you and we be your fragrance, partaking of our inheritance, our portion in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 11, verse 12 and 13. From the moment John stepped onto the scene until now, the realm of heaven's kingdom is bursting forth, and passionate people have taken hold of its power. For all the prophets and the Torah prophesied until John appeared.
Hallelujah. There's two sides to this story, okay? All the script I was going through lots of different versions, translations. And one thing you see that it's clear on all of them is the kingdom of God has come since John, because John introduced the king of the kingdom, and then the king of the kingdom paid the price, and then the kingdom could now come to us believers in Christ, sincere believers, when we take up the cross. Unless you take up the cross, you can't partake of the blessings that are available now in the rule and the reign of Jesus, bringing his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. But then the portion and violent people take the kingdom, or violent people come against the kingdom. And then there's the other side, and that you need to take it like violently or passionately. This is not a game. This is not a club. This is not playing church. You've got to be born again to enter into the kingdom. And you can only be born again if Jesus is your King, your Lord, your Savior. There's no name under heaven and earth by which you can be saved. So you get saved, and then it's a dedication. It's a commitment, like a marriage, every day. It's no part-time. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit didn't just make a part-time agreement and done a half a job. It was a complete dedication and committed by the Godhead to break the hold of the evil one, deal with the sins of all mankind, and bring about the kingdom. And the kingdom is the beauty of all of us coming home and then finding your portion and walking in your portion on a daily basis. And this is the beauty. This is the beauty of the covenant. But there needs to be total dedication. I just love in 1 Peter, it speaks about the law and the prophet, the prophetic word. And they saw this, all the beautiful things of the prophecies. They longed, is it for us? And then they saw it was not for them, but for us. Why is it for us? Because the sufferings of Christ had to happen, and then only the consequent glories could come. The glories of a carnal man turning to a living God, and then taking on godliness, taking on righteousness, taking on kingdom realities. So that's a beauty. It has come now, and it's for us. And then we see so beautiful in John 12, where Jesus says, unless the seed falls into the ground and dies, it will remain alone. And that's exactly what he done. He fell into the ground. He paid the price so that we can all come home free of sin, can be dealt with. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. So we come out of sin, out of darkness, out of the fall, and into the resurrection, co-heirs with Jesus. And then it's so beautiful, you see in John 12 as well. And then you need to be dedicated followers, finished with the world. You loves the world will die, but he who loses his life for Jesus' sake will find life. And then you've got to follow him so that where he is, you can also be. And when we do that dedication on a daily basis, the word says so beautifully, and then my Father will honor you. And we can see this in John 14. He's given us, he has died, he hasn't left us as orphans, he's come back, he's given us the Holy Spirit, that he can authorize his plan in our lives, write the laws on our hearts and our minds, and then bring it to pass. So that's what it's all about, guys. We've got to stay with God and walk with him, because this is what it's now. We come home and we're in the family. We've got to stay in fellowship. And in fellowship, we see and hear what God desires and his plan for us to be lights in this world, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And then he brings it to pass. And we go together with the Lord. Amen. Our labors are not in vain. It's to the gain of the kingdom. It's to the gain of mankind experiencing the life that is from above. And that's why we're born again, to experience it and walk in it. So be blessed, because you are blessed in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus, that reveals the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.